Welcome in. How may I help you today? Do you know what you're looking for? Yes? No? What's on your mind? That might help me figure out what you need. Your heart. Okay. What about it? Is it broken? Okay, I see. How long? New, old, some need for mending. I can do a little bit of mending. It's not the prettiest, but it helps it over time. Sorry, lost in thought. How may I help you? A potion. You want me to make you a custom potion for your heart? It's gonna cost you. And it takes some research. It's gonna take some time. Are you okay with that? I mean, it could take a day or two, and then I need to make the potion and make sure I have everything for it, but I can make you a prototype for now, if that's what you're looking for. Yes. I will tell you, the better I know you, the better it'll work. I mean, I need to get to know you just a little bit. Candles are always needed in a witchcraft shop. Especially when making potions. You have to cleanse and make sure everything's ready. And they smell really nice. Oh, that? I'm just cleansing the bottle that I'm going to put your prototype in. And blowing out the smoke. See, you put it over the flame like this to help cleanse it from the last ritual. And although these are brand new, the glass could have been included in something, and it's better to cleanse it. The smell, you ask? Well, it is the fall season, so it's pumpkin. And waffles? I always love something sweet. Yes. Now, let me find a few things for you. Let's see. Some anise? No. Oh, don't need that. Oh, definitely need some cinnamon. There. Some sage to make sure it's a new and healthy love. Some thyme. Oh, definitely some clove. Some honey and some cardamom. What do you think? Do you think it'll work? I'm joking. I know you probably don't know what any of this is. They're all just little trinkets. Don't worry. Now, for something personal. Are you doing this for you? Or are you wanting to attract someone specifically? You? Well, wonderful. Makes things a lot easier. What type of flowers do you like? Oh, I have some here. If you don't know them, just point to one and I'll figure it out. Oh, that? Well, it's just a plain old rose, but do you like the color? Do you like the smell? Oh, this one's been dried, that's why. They're a little bit better when they're dried. We have red, we have yellow. Yellow, good choice. I'll go ahead and put these in here. They're a little stubborn. There we go. Two more. There we go. Now, some quartz and let's begin. Now, don't be frightened, but I'll need to get a little closer for this next part. It's just a preliminary, especially for personal love potions. I just need to get to know your heart a little better. May I kiss you? Oh, already you're blushing. Oh, your heart is so innocent. Here, let me feel it. Can I put my hand here? Goodness. You are quite shy, aren't you? It's so cute. I'm sorry. I don't get people like you typically coming in for love potions, specifically. They typically know what they want, how they want it, and, well, who. So, I typically don't get to try these things so that I can custom tailor it to them. I will say, it has been a while for me, so I may be a little out of practice, so if anything causes you to be uncomfortable, please let me know. May I kiss you here? And down here? Already. Goodness, you must have been hurt. Now, let me go add what I need to for your potion. I needed some cinnamon, Especially for you. I'll have to break it up to make sure that it gets everything it needs to in there. Oh, how do you use it? You just keep it by you, especially at nighttime. Put it somewhere safe in your home, preferably in the bathroom, as long as there's not light. It needs to be in a shaded area. Of course, this piece is giving me trouble. How much am I putting in? A whole stick. But if you want a good effect on it, you have to break it up. Smells heavenly already. Now, next is some clove. Why clove? It's another love herb. It helps with... Oh, hi. You're holding me quite close. From behind. Shall I continue, or are you going to distract me? I'll continue. Cloves are just another love herb. Oh, it smells delicious in here already. Yes, it is. It is why I love to make potions. They always end up making everything smell delicious. Now, some cardamom. This one's a little tricky, so I always get the wrong type. I have to focus while I pour this in. Oh, you're distracting me. Oh, goodness. Kissing my neck. You must really be love hopeless if you're coming to me for that. Haven't you heard? I'm a town wench. What are you talking about? The town wench. Witch. I don't think you really want that from me. Yes. Here, smell. It smells wonderful. Kind of like Christmas. Sleigh bells. Snow. Oh, goodness. My time has gotten everywhere. No, it's not. I didn't mean it. It's not a pun. But thank you for thinking so. No, it looks like it got everywhere in the cap. So. There we go. You are quite distracting. But it does save me from needing to learn more about your heart, since you're giving it to me freely. Yes. See, this is why I don't have many visitors. At least of this sort. Because I have to get specifically close to you.
Yes, I do.
Let me put these up. You wouldn't want to leave a mess.
There's one more step. No. Not that yet. You are pushing my boundaries in such a wonderful way. But down, boy, you are not ready for this.
Oh, I almost forgot. One of the last parts, at least of the herbs. Sage. Just to make sure that it's a clean and pure love. There you go.
Now.
Give me your hand.
Why?
So I can read your palm. Your love line will help me to see if there's anything special I need for this time of your life.
Oh. Oh, that's interesting.
You see that line right there? That is your love line. And that small one next to it? That's your marriage. Now, you see this spot right here? That. That is about where you are in your life. And it looks like you're about to find more love. Or you already have. Soon. Or it has passed. Which, if it has, then you'll find a way to be together.
Now, let me see your other hand. Why? Because
you're fine. It's lotion. Your hands are dry. And so are mine. After touching all of the herbs.
Feels so much better.
Oh, you seem to have some tension in your hand. Which one's your dominant hand? Oh, I see. Oh, goodness.
Yes, it has a scent to it.
It's honey and milk. Do you like it?
I do. I think it's fitting.
Now, you see that point right there. You seem to have a lot of tension there. Do you want me to massage it out?
Oh? That's not the only place you want to massage?
Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm. Tell me more while I play with your hands. Oh? There?
Here.
Yeah, where I'm grabbing. You like it? You're the one who came for a love potion. Don't try finding love in the wrong places.
No, you're fine.
Just don't get your hopes up. Now, there. How was that?
Good. Good. Now, all I need to add is some moon water and honey, and your potion is done. Yes. That'll be all for today. A tease? Well, of course. Your heart's very fleeting. And I'm not interested. So if you're looking for a love potion, I've got one. But if you're looking for a sex potion, a romance potion, a lust potion, well, you'd have to stay here longer. And I don't think you're quite ready for that. So, how about I give you this one, see if it helps with your endeavors, and if you want more, come back to me in a week. I'll see what I can do then. I'm the owner of the shop, so if I'm not here, the shop's not open. You'll find me. I know you will. Have a good day.